If you look in the webcam, we got a full studio in addition to Joe Klein today, brought to you by Corky's. Isaiah Joe is with us. Yeah, we're going to always play that fight song when the former Razorback comes in. And his dad, Derek. Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Yeah, listen, you said that y'all were here last year, and Roger and I go, I couldn't find any of my notes. Maybe we were at CTE. That's what I claim, CTE.
Yeah, I'm on statin. That's my problem.
Got to tell you, so excited. We're not big NBA guys. Our producer now, he's huge NBA. And that's why we have guys like Joe Klein on to help us. But let me tell you what I do know. I do know being a good person and the fact that you're here today in Arkansas to give a check for $150,000 to Arkansas Children's Hospital. You just, a week ago gave $150,000 to the Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City.
That's correct.
So that is outstanding. I really could care less what you shoot with a three-point, but I'm telling you what, you're changing lives doing that. And so I didn't know that there was a story there behind that, that there's a reason that you wanted to do that. And for those that don't know, and first of all, welcome to the show.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, great to have you back.
Welcome back.
We actually saw you playing golf the other day, and we were telling Joe, my gosh, what a swing you have. And you're saying you've got, about a four handicap?
It's in about a four.
Yeah.
About a four. It's crazy because last time I saw Joe, we were actually on the golf course.
Yeah, so Joe is not a four handicap. No, I'm kidding. 14, yeah, but for a guy who's got long arms, you know, you got a lot of room to make mistakes. And very
That's
smooth.
How it works.
Yeah, are you better? Were you better than Steph Curry and Moses? I know Moses didn't play.
Moses didn't play. He's still new to the game. Put on an amazing event, by the way.
Yeah.
Motivate
sure
One.
Was.
Big shout out to them. Steph is just he's another level. He plays golf every single day.
No, he's scratched. Yeah, okay.
He's to the point in his life where golf pretty much trumps basketball.
Is that right? Okay. Man, why not? Well, again, by the way, too, you're new now a Detroit Piston. And not in Oklahoma City, but you still have a great relationship with Oklahoma and Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. And again, let's go back to why you're giving away big checks.
Man, me and my family, we've been through a lot, especially my dad and my mom, especially with my youngest brother. When he was born, they had to fly him in a helicopter from Fort Smith to Little Rock to put him in Children's because early detection, they were able to find his heart condition before he was even born. So as soon as they got that, they knew exactly where they had to go. They got there night after night, surgery after surgery. Wow. They were able to give him open heart surgery and, you know, save his life and give him a life worth living.
How old was he at the time?
His first surgery was at 3 days old.
Oh, wow.
So just so for you guys to understand, his condition is called double inlet left ventricle. What that means is he was born with a three-chambered heart and not a four-chambered heart like the rest of us.
Right.
And so they had to replumb him, essentially, just so that he could operate off of those two chambers. And, you know, he's got a pacemaker now. But, yeah, his first surgery was 3 days old.
Three days old. Now, how many kids do you have, Derek?
Three boys.
Okay, where was he in the pecking order of age?
He's the youngest. They're all 3 years apart. Isaiah's the oldest, Jacob, and then John.
Roger, can you imagine, you know, having a three-day-old having surgery already? So you got to see the power of amazing medicine and in the Children's Hospital, you know, venue.
I mean, my son is 20 years old. He still goes to Children's. He's a Children's patient for life. I don't think people understand how important those facilities are and how important it is to have one so close to you.
Yeah.
I have a story for you, though. I will tell you guys, my son, 3 days old, he's having his first open heart surgery. I don't know how big his heart is, but it's not very big. When the surgeon comes in there, I swear he had the smallest hands on a man I've ever seen.
Okay. All
and
right.
I mean, it just put a smile on my face knowing that this guy was going to be operating on my son. And
wow.
So, his cardiologist, Dr. Renee Bornemeyer, has been really special to my family. And she checks on John, even though she's not his cardiologist anymore, but she was the one that found the early detection. And she basically told us as a family, hey, you know, it's a complicated situation, but we can handle it. And we went from, you know, the bottom of the barrel in 1 hour, one doctor saying, I've never seen anything like this before, and the next doctor saying, we got it.
How about that?
Yeah,
it's amazing how good, and most all the children's hospitals around the country are good. I know ours is one of the best. I know Arkansas is one.
We got two of them.
Yeah. And the one in Oklahoma City obviously has a great reputation. Mm-hmm. So you decided you have a golf tournament last year, and you raised $300,000. So, boom, I'm going to split it down the middle. And give a check $150,000 to each. I'm sure Oklahoma City Children's Hospital was very appreciative.
Oh, man, everybody's extremely happy, especially me and my family. This is something that we've been wanting to do for a while. It's kind of like a lightning in a bottle almost.
Yeah.
We knew that we wanted to give back to Children's from day one. We have the means to do it, and we have a perfect sport to kind of bring everybody together, which is golf. And so being able to do that and raise that amount of money for – you know, both of these hospitals, specifically pediatric cardiology, mm-hmm. and early detection.
Right.
It's truly a blessing.
And even though you're a Detroit Piston, mm-hmm. you're still going to keep that relationship. You're still going to do the golf tournament in Oklahoma and continue to raise money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the plan. It kicked off so well. We had so many supporters that we're going to continue to do it there and continue to give back to OUA and Arkansas.
Do you specify where the money goes when you give it because of what you just said? So do you say, I want to do it for this?
Yes,
yes.
Okay. That's the way it works.
Yes,
okay, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, well... You know, the fact that you have a story, that's what makes it even more real.
Yeah.
You saw it in action. Yeah. And I know we've had a lot of people who've told these kind of stories. And like you go from just panic to you have peace that things are going to work out okay. Now, let's see, how many years now you've been in the league? What year is this?
Going on 7.
Golly, that's hard to believe. And I was reading, again, not a basketball guy, but, you know, Detroit needed some three-pointers, the three-point shooters, and you're the guy. And they were bragging on your defense. They were comparing you and Duncan
Robinson
mm-hmm. and just said, you're a better defensive player. And so do you go in? Are you excited that, hey, this team needs me with my skill set that I'm going to be able to really get more playing time and really help them out?
Man, yeah, I'm extremely excited. I think this is a team that they feel that I have a skill set that's very much needed. I get to play amongst some great players. You name one of them, Duncan Robinson, top premier shooter in the league. So it's always good to kind of have somebody that you can kind of, you know, iron sharpen iron, you know, type of aspect with. But, yeah, I'm extremely excited. I've been up there a couple of times, got to see the facility, got to meet some of the guys, some of the coaching staff and whatnot. But, yeah, this is a move that we're ready to make and we're ready to hit the ground running.
Yeah, a really cool and unique deal in Oklahoma City and the fact that you get to play with your high school, you know, teammate. I mean, it's great.
Right.
To win a state championship in high school and then to win a world championship, that get much better than that.
Right. It's something that still to this day, I don't think we won't really understand how rare it is until we're finished playing.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, we're kind of living in the moment right now, but I think when we're done playing, we're going to look back and be like, wow, we really did that, and not many people can say that.
Jalen Williams, he used to be our weekly call, our NIL call, when he was playing for the Razorbacks, and I was looking at your numbers. Going back, for those that don't remember, you set the Arkansas record for most three-pointers as a freshman. Mm-hmm. I think you tied the SEC record, I believe, and so – I think Joe was right there. I think Joe was probably third. Yeah, so we were today's National Left-Handed Day. You're not left-handed, right?
I'm not left-handed.
Okay, did you teach him how to play ball and all those things?
Well, I'm not very good at basketball.
Okay, okay.
But I tell people that, you know, the reason he's pretty good is because I volunteered to help other kids. I got
you
to
bet.
Practice on some pretty good kids,
yeah.
Like Mike Conley Jr.
Yeah.
I practiced on him.
Okay.
And that's what I tell his dad, so I appreciate them for letting me get that practice in. But through helping others, I mean, learning from Mike Anderson, Mike Conley Sr., and Bill Ingram about how to coach the game and teach the game, I was able to pass that on.
Yeah, so. It's really cool. You know, Bill is a good friend of mine. We go back, you know, he was a young man when I was playing ball up there. Of course, Joe and I were up there together. And it does take, you know, a lot of people, you know, along the way to help you reach your goals. And it's cool to look back and go, man, it all worked out. I mean, all the things that you were doing as a father. And you were not far behind me and Joe in Fayetteville. You met your wife out there in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that we are all getting
old. I took the nerd route.
The nerd route. That's okay. Well, you know what's great?
Got a better longevity.
That's right. You're working for ABF, right?
Yeah. I'm retired now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you just retired recently,
turn
right?
It out.
Yeah, let's see if Joe. Let's see. Try that out.
Is it to pop it up and talk?
Yeah, there we go.
Hello, Roger.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Congratulations on the retirement. We mentioned Andy Upchurch, my roommate in college, was a center. You know, all conference player and
great,
he's Mr. ABF.
He is Mr. ABF. He retired last year. So.
Yeah, it's all about that Fort Smith connection. Roger and I went up there and we did the show for the
museum,
Marshall's Museum.
Oh, loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. I mean, just the history of it. We didn't get to do it all.
Have you had a chance to? Are you still with all the things that got going on? Are you connected with Cal and everything's going on? I mean, have you guys started a relationship because of the connection as a Razorback or no?
Yeah. So it started. The first year he got up there, I think I rode through the facility a few times to get, like, some workouts in, get some treatment or whatnot, and he's always there because he's good at what he does. And so we got to bump into each other and have share some stories or whatnot. And then after that, he's come to a multitude of Oklahoma games while I was there, and he shoots a text every time. He's like, I'll be there tomorrow.
He's such a rock star. I mean, Joe actually played for Cal in the NBA for a short period.
Yeah.
What team was it, Joe?
New Jersey.
It was New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm the reason he's
in college basketball. I got him fired. As every time he's around me, he's like, Joe's the reason I'm here. So,
well, I do think it's cool when you got a young man like you. You've been 7 years in the league. Joe, how many years altogether?
15.
15 years. 15 that's, years, that's and then what, and then how many teams?
Seven.
Seven teams. So Joe got a taste. And then got to play with Jordan. Got to play with Larry Bird. Shaq and Kobe for
Barkley?
A rookie.
Yeah.
For a,
yeah.
Barkley. Wow. Yeah. Barkley. Yeah, a great career. And it's, I'm sure it's always good. And he's in Arkansas. He's a Razorback, uh-huh. rather. Yeah, so it's sort of cool to have that. Yeah, have that kind of connection. And then we were talking with Moses Moody. The collection of Arkansans that have either played in the NBA or still play in the NBA, y'all, it's a nice little group, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's forever growing.
Yeah.
It seems like each year we have more and more guys put into the league. And Arkansas is really, you know, getting put on the map here recently. And so hopefully we can just keep trending in the right direction. I feel like we've always had tremendous talent. But now that we're able to, you know, kind of put guys in position to be successful, not only in life but in basketball – it's pretty cool to see.
If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Isaiah Joe and his dad, Derek. We got Joe Klein in here, brought to you by Corky's. I will say this. Do you think, Roger, going back, there was a period in time when Arkansas was a football state, and then all of a sudden, you know, Nolan rolls in, Nolan starts winning, and Arkansas football starts struggling. And I think a lot of kids in Arkansas started going, I think I want to go the basketball route instead of the football route. Because I think Arkansas is probably – there's some basketball players, I think – Bill Ingram has told me this all the time. He said, there's some basketball players that should be making good money playing football right now, but basketball became a popular sport.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing. If the football team is winning, oh, it's a football state again.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. Now, I got to ask, too.
Let them win five games this year.
People
will lose their mind.
That is a preseason game. It's up.
So what was your last year with the Razorbacks? It would have been
2020.
Yeah, so what do you think about you missed out on all the money, the NIL and all that kind of stuff. You look back and think, oh, man, just a few years. Are you glad you played in the era you did?
No, I think I'm happy with the era that I played in. Obviously, there's a lot of money out there for
that's
kids
crazy.
To grab
it's
nowadays.
Crazy.
It was funny you mentioned Jalen Williams as y'all's weekly call for NIL.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I have no clue of that.
I know.
I never got to touch any of that. But I think it was good, especially there's no incentive, really. Your incentive is getting to the next level, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was a way to help, you know, stay focused. But like I said, there's a lot of money out there for the taking now, and it's actually pretty cool to see guys, you know, kind of get some sort of merit for, you know, playing
well, it is.
A sport.
Yeah, because how many times have you heard, and you still do, that some of you are not going to make it. Only a couple, two or three are going to make it to the next level. So now it is that time to be able to make some of that money because you did bring a championship or a fantastic season and memories to the fans. I think it's all
cool. And they bring a lot of money
100%.
To the program.
Oh, no doubt.
They should get a little
that
bit
all
of
dovetails.
Well,
absolutely.
this is an analogy.
I'm still trying to go back and see if they'll...
Retro.
You didn't get the email?
Still looking.
It stops at, what was it, 2017 or what was the... What was the year?
I don't know where it stopped.
I think the NIL started about 5 years ago.
But they did a retro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I mean, they went back.
I think it went back to like 2012.
It was
a while back.
There was a kid that I coached at UALR that he said like he got like a $3,500 check.
Is that right?
And he was out of school.
If you just joined the show, we've got Isaiah
Joe. Sorry, Joe. You don't need
it. No, he doesn't. That's right. Isaiah Joe's with us, along with his dad, Derek, and Joe Klein is here as well. You're in town today to give a check to Arkansas Children's Hospital for $150,000 at, 2 o'clock today?
That's correct.
It's already given $150,000 to the Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City. Great things, which is outstanding. I know your pops are super proud of you, and I think Arkansans, I mean, that's what it's all about is when you achieve success, giving back. You know, speaking about money, did you guys see the story that came out yesterday? So an attorney representing Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels has informed LSU that it can no longer use his name, image, and likeness, according to an August 5th letter sent to the Tiger Athletic Department. So apparently the number was not retired. He did, you know, he was not retired, but he wants to prevent anybody else from wearing that number 5.
Oh, wow.
So that's a new legal argument to where, I don't know if
They gave his number to a defensive back, and he got upset about it. I don't know why, but
yeah, to where I didn't think it would. I mean, it's over. That I mean, I don't think. You mean
there's a lot of things to be worried about. I don't know.
Yeah, of course. No, Joe, you're right. Can you imagine the Commander fans into, going? That's what you're worried about right now.
As a Washington fan, I don't feel great about it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Exactly right. I was like, man, that's the last.
How about
thing.
Staying healthy, right, Christian? Right.
Now I will say this: I remember when I played, and Derek, it was just a little bit before you were up there. I mean, there were guys like, you know, Billy Ray Smith or Steve Atwater or whoever. That, or a quarterback, Brad Taylor, Matt Jones, probably would have made a lot of money. They were selling number five jerseys and other things, so I get it. Huh? But now on the other side of it, I think, wait a minute, now we're getting a little, of course, you know, there's an argument. Darren McFadden could say the same thing, you know. But I don't think anybody, I don't know how they're making money
now. A lot of people
now.
Like me have said it for him.
Yeah, but maybe they're using Jaden Daniels in a promotional way. Like, we've had this many Heisman winners, blah, 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 blah. And he's just saying, I don't want you to do that. But it's dumb. It doesn't make any sense to do at this moment.
Yeah. Somebody said to you, I was looking at our notes here. Baz, didn't you work at ABF for half a day or so? Have you heard this? Yeah, I know you hadn't heard the story on this.
Heard the story. Roger.
So I got divorced, and I said, I just need to get away. So I think I forget if I was working for Jennings Osborne and doing different things at Channel 4. But anyway, I said, I'm going to go get a job at ABF just to get my mind away. And so what do, Derek? I
graveyard, wasn't it?
Overnight shift, the graveyard. I've never done this. So I didn't sleep during the day. I go there, and I remember the clock was moving like this. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I remember it being like 2 o'clock, and everybody was eating lunch. I mean, it was just like, hey, everybody. And I said, man, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just remember looking at it. I just said, God, please let the sun come up. Please. Because it was just, and I was loading up trucks. And so I stayed up all night. I came back the second day, and I went and told the guy, I said, I'm done. I said, all the guys, I said yeah, I couldn't
at
do
least it.
It
was night. In the day, it's hot, right?
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
The dock is it's smoking.
That's where you want to be at night right now.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's
now he's up at 2 o'clock in the morning. All
yeah,
the time.
He's
coming in at 2 o'clock.
But, right. Yeah. Well, ABF is a fantastic company. And so, congratulations. And your wife is a pharmacist?
That's correct. Yeah.
I will say this, Isaiah, that when we were talking to Moses Moody the other day, I got to know his parents a little bit, just helping them organize, not helping them, just being involved with that event. Mm-hmm. Great parents.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you, and you obviously, you got great parents too. And what a tremendous advantage you have having parents like you have. And same thing with Moses Moody Derek Fisher, Joe, for that matter.
Yeah,
it's certainly when you have parents, it gives you, especially good caring
perspective.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's a huge blessing, you know, for the kids who don't have that. They're not saying you can't be successful, but it certainly.
It helps.
It makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Kareem and Rona are awesome.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
We are
now,
lucky.
Are your siblings, you have sibling rivalry with your siblings? Do you, is it pretty laid back?
Maybe. Growing up, me and my middle brother, we were competitive.
Gotcha.
Just because we both could play sports and whatnot. But now it's just like, I mean, we're just a big loving family.
Oh, sure. You know now, were you a Rebel or a
Grizzly.
Viking?
Grizzly.
It was Grizzly and what's the other one?
Rebels.
It was, but
it
changed now.
It's the Mavericks. It's the Mavericks.
Yeah, for those that don't know, during the break, we were talking about great players out of Fort Smith and Raven Caldwell, Andy Upchurch. I know I'm just blank on Brian
Keith Wilson for basketball.
Who?
Keith Wilson.
Okay. Well, didn't Darrell Walker go down there?
He went to West Ark.
West Ark, yeah.
Now it's. What is it? The
UAFS.
University of Arkansas
Fort Smith.
UAFS. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
Norwood.
It's funny. I have not about you, Joe. I've just never spent a lot of time in Fort Smith. I guess I make the turn to go to Fayetteville. So y'all are proud Fort Smith folks, right?
Most definitely.
All right. Definitely. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. You got a question for Isaiah? We'll hold you another segment. I'll let you get on your way. Great to have him and his dad here.
Yep. He's got his camp.
Yeah, we hadn't even got to talk about that.
Exactly
yeah,
right,
and
yeah.
You, I think Roger and I thought it was sold out, but apparently you've got, according to Bill, 9 slots left. Yes. Is that right?
Outstanding.
All right, so Roger, you've got the website?
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Well, is it isaiahjoe.com?
That's correct.
That's what it is, absolutely. Pretty easy. I only get confused. Is it Orgercom? Orgercom, but it's a .com.
And Joe, I tell you, I guarantee you, there's some camps out there that the people running them don't do a good job. Something tells me that Isaiah has a great camp. And, yeah.
I have a good team that helps.
Yes.
A good team.
We got Cynthia Cooper coming in this year.
Okay. Oh, sweet. All right. Look at you.
You know, and the Hendrix family, they love you. $1 million to Arkansas Children.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They're always, you talk about a great combo as you doing stuff with them.
You bet.
Hendrix family.
Yeah, they're top tier.
Yeah, that's right. And Bill's working. And who else? There's another player that's also doing some stuff with them, right? Who's the other player?
Daryl Macon.
Is it Daryl Macon? Yeah, I was thinking it was somebody else. All right, don't go away. 727 here on Morning Mayhem. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Can you smell it?
A little shakedown.
Can you
smell
Bob Seger. The stank?
732 on Morning Mayhem. Joe Klein joins us, brought to you by Corky's. Go by and check them out. They've got an amazing menu, West Little Rock and North Little Rock. Here in the studio, we have Isaiah Joe, now a Detroit Piston. Also, his dad, Derek, is here. Got to give a shout-out to Marsha Martin. Y'all know her. You may not know her. She's the blonde in boots that you see on courtside with Cal and all that. She's a big supporter, her and her husband.
Okay.
And, she listens to the show and, she's a pistol. But you gotta have those kind of folks. And Cal puts that price tag out there. This is how much it costs. And
now she's a rock star, man.
Yeah, she is. She's a lot of fun too. Roger, want to give a shout out to AJ Roller. He's the franchise owner over at Chick-fil-A. He tracked me down. I said, Basil, listen to you guys every day. I'm not from here, but I've been here a few years. Oh. And he said he turns Chick-fil-A's into big successes.
Come on.
So I said he's got a big one getting ready to open up over there in just almost where he's across from Park Plaza Mall.
Oh,
very good. Thanks for listening, AJ. We appreciate
AJ.
That. Let me read a couple messages. I know Christian wants to ask you some few things, but here's one from the 501. Good to have Isaiah Joe back in the Rock. Let's see here. Isaiah Joe, what a guy. Here's one from Steve. Thanks, Isaiah, for taking time with Arkansas Special Olympics at Moses' event. Mm-hmm. So you got that. And so, again, people just want to say thanks, and they appreciate you doing that. And this is the feel-good side of success, of the basketball career. It's giving back, and you're sharing what you're earning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, giving back is something that you could do at any point in your life. But it's also really cool, and it's truly a blessing to do when you have people like that who are supporting, you know.
Yeah.
They understand what we're trying to achieve here, and it's purely and solely for the community. And so whenever you're giving back to something that's giving back to you in a way, it makes it all more easier.
Got a couple of messages about Children's Hospital here, Arkansas Children's Hospital, and the amazing things that they do.
My daughter works there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What does she do?
She's a nurse practitioner. She kind of helps with adolescent teens, stuff like that. Really, really, she loves working there, and, you know, like you're saying, the stuff they do for, you know, just every day, just, you know, you don't. We think it's like the most unbelievable, the things they do every day routinely.
I love the fact too, Derek, I've heard this before because I know other kids who've gone through there, you're a patient for life.
Yes.
You keep that relationship. Here's one that says, my fiance is a nurse at Children's. The things she sees in the children she makes relationships with every day is special. My brother had open heart surgery there at 3 weeks. Oh, Children's has been a part of so many people's lives in this state, and we're lucky to have them. So, again, that continues.
No doubt.
If you didn't know, Isaiah Joe is now a Detroit Piston. And, Joe, you played against the Pistons where they were the bad boys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was with the Celtics.
That's so right. They all hated each other.
They hated us, and we hated them. And
there was an Isaiah there on that team.
Isaiah Thomas.
Who was the big boy, the big goon?
Mahorn.
Oh, my gosh.
James Edwards.
Yeah.
John Sally.
Well, that was a team that kept Jordan early from being able to achieve a championship. Yeah, they were winning championships, right?
Well, the Celtics kept – it was kind of like you had to pay your dues. You know, it was the Celtics got going, and then the Pistons got really good, but they could never get over the Celtics. And they got over the Celtics, and they started winning. And Jordan and even the Cleveland Cavaliers, Doherty and all them, they were trying to, you know, you had like four teams, and it was, you know, Cleveland could never break through. But, you know, Boston was the first, and then Detroit broke through, and then the Bulls broke through. And then you had Cleveland getting to the Eastern Conference Finals just about every year, and they could never get over the hump. But it was, it was brutal.
I looked at y'all's record, Detroit's record this past year. It was a heck of a regular
season
record.
60-plus wins.
Yeah.
Number one in
It was impressive. Now, Christian, go ahead. I know this is Mr. Basketball. What you got for Isaiah?
Well, yeah, I was going to say you're going from the number one team in the West to the number one team in the East from last year. But you had four great seasons with Oklahoma City. Of course, you won a championship last year in 2025. What was your initial reaction? And I assume you knew that maybe you were going to get traded, but what was your initial reaction after finding out you're going to the Pistons?
Yeah, we knew it. We knew it was a possibility coming into the summer. But I think my initial reaction was like, all right, well, we got to up and move. That was like literally the first thing I said. I was downstairs chilling in my basement with my trainer, Don, and we were just like, well, I guess we're doing this moving thing again. But we're extremely excited for the opportunity. We think that we're going to a great spot, like you said, from number one in the West to number one in the East, a team that's contending, a staff that thinks highly of me. But also on top of that, it's just like bittersweet, you know, because we are leaving a place that's been called home for 4 years, and they really embraced me through and through, like the fans, my teammates, the staff, the front office. Everybody kind of just took me in with open arms and made it home for me for the past 4 years. And so for that, I can never thank them enough. But we are extremely, extremely excited to, you know, get up to the 313 and see what we can do.
313. Yes, wait, sir. Christian.
I was going to say the Thunder seemed like they had a really special dynamic in terms of their team. You guys hanging out outside of the basketball, outside of the court, going to Shea's house or whatever. And now that you got traded, I believe I saw that Mark Daigneault actually came to one of your golf events or something like that. So the relationship between you and your peers on Oklahoma City is still good, I would assume.
Oh yeah, most definitely. He came out and showed love to the golf tournament and said a few words for the people. But not only him, but Dave Bliss and Mike Wilkes, who are also coaches there, they both came out and they actually participated in the golf tournament. And so that just speaks volumes on their character. That is bigger than basketball. You know, you make these connections that last forever, and they really
Dave,
stretch.
Dave Bliss, was his dad the coach at Oklahoma?
This Dave Bliss, the one that we're talking about, played. He played at Georgia.
Okay, but there's Dave Bliss.
I recognize Dave Bliss's
name. He was coached at Oklahoma and recruited me. And I knew it wasn't him, but I was wondering if there was a connection, like the son or something. But maybe. Obviously not. But
Gregory,
I was going to say, you go from playing with one of, if not the best player in the NBA and SGA, certainly probably the best ISO player in the NBA, to playing with Cade Cunningham, who is pretty good in his own right. How excited are you to play with Cade in the backcourt?
Oh, man, extremely, extremely. I only hear good things about him, and obviously you see what he can do out there on the court. He's a winner. That's all he wants to do. He gets everybody involved, and he's still, you know, young and inspiring. So he's getting better each and every year, and I think that's really cool to see from your best player. And so I'm really excited to get out there and be next to him on the court.
You know, it's funny. The only thing, Joe, the only thing I don't like, and it's part of the business and part of what it is you had 1 year at Arkansas. I just think, Roger, that if he had a chance to
if he
had a chance to be four, you know, again,
hell yeah.
You know, the guys who get to stay four and everybody gets to know you better and you become.
Well, if we would have had NIL back there, we might have got another year.
That's true. That's true. Well, you got hurt with your year.
Is that the
I tore my meniscus halfway through. My second year.
Yeah,
and missed a few weeks from surgery. Came back probably much earlier than what I should have, but you know, I was missing basketball. Hated being on the sidelines, and so so that happened right before the year that I got drafted.
Yeah, is just 2019. Yeah.
That was 2019-2020
okay.
season.
All right.
Yeah, it's just one of those things to where just fans get to know you. You know, they know Joe. They know me about 5 years. It's just the nature of what it is now, but people would know you better. And of course, that started in the 90s. You had the one at
basketball.
Joe Johnson. Yeah,
basketball has been one and done for quite a while.
And we'd have that in football now.
For a little while, you didn't even have one and done. You had
zero and done.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Straight from high school.
Did you play any other sports besides basketball?
Golf.
Now, even in high school.
Well, no. I stopped golf in middle school.
Okay.
So funny story about golf. I was actually a better golfer than I was basketball player.
How about that?
Up.
Okay.
Yep. But my dad here, I think when we got to summer, like right before eighth grade, he was like, hey, I think it's time we got to make a decision and pick one because time, money, it's all starting to accumulate. Obviously, I chose basketball. All of my friends and my love for basketball was just.
Well, and how tall are you?
And getting taller.
I'm 6'4 now, but trust me, I was undersized. I was. Sure. It was bad.
Yeah, when he picked basketball, I was a little nervous. I was like, ooh, okay.
He didn't say that.
He did right.
Yeah, the first time he actually told me that was like my second year in the NBA. He was like, "Yeah, when you did that, I was like,
don't know if it's the right path."
And that money, listen, ball and shoes. That's it.
Since you're retired now, that means your schedule is free to be able to go watch him play more often. Now your wife's still working, right?
No, she's retired.
Okay, well, both of you guys are good.
She was retired first.
Okay. A little harder commute now though.
Yeah, that was my point.
You should just hop on 40 and be there.
How far a drive is it to Detroit from here? From Fort Smith?
I don't know how far of a drive it is. It's a direct flight from XNA.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. Yeah. So how many games do you think? How many games?
I said 30 because we went to almost 40 regular.
Well, it's so convenient. That's what I was saying. How far was it from Fort Smith?
3-hour drive.
Yeah,
and it's easy. It's
easy peasy. Yeah.
It gets colder up in Detroit.
I will say this though, but. Once we retired, what we do now is help with the foundation, right? So our goal this year is to raise $500,000.
Okay.
And I think we're going to make it. But before we retired, we weren't able to do some of these bigger events without us, taking some time to help Isaiah, because it takes a lot of coordination to do these things for the community. So that's what my wife. We kind of organize his life, and then we also do the foundation work. And like I said, next year we'll set the goals even higher.
Well, it's crazy, too. You're getting ready to go into a brand-new community. And it's sort of challenging. You don't know anybody, but I'm telling you that community. I'm sure they're passionate. It's a passion.
Detroit.
Yeah, it's passionate. And so you're basically. It's got to be sort of cool walking in, and they're excited to have you. It's not one of those nobody. I mean, they're looking at you, so that's got to be exciting.
No, they got a steal, man. When they made that trade, I was like, I was happy for you because you need to play.
Yeah.
And just for selfish reasons. You don't get paid if you don't play,
right.
And you want to get another deal, and he's gonna play up there. Oklahoma City, just a lot of people, man, a lot of miles.
Well, listen, congratulations on all your success. Congratulations on the new team. The fact that you're giving money today at 2:00, $150,000 to Arkansas Children's Hospital is outstanding. That excites me. I love it when a young man gives back and making a difference. And you got such a great story about your brother. So continued success. Yeah, if we can do anything to help, we'll push the word out. I know 9 spots are left.
Yeah, 9 spots.
As of yesterday.
IsaiahJoe.com.
IsaiahJoe Camp.
Sports. That's right.
Is it Friday, Saturday?
Saturday.
Just Saturday. Over Summerwood Sports.
That's right.
Roger, Roger doing? What are you going to do at the camp? What are you going to show how to do at the camp? Are you going to
play, come on, Roger.
Play the ukulele?
I'll take charge. I'll stand it. I'll take charge. I'll do that.
Derek, good to see you again. Yeah, thanks for Bill Ingram to keep us connected. And Isaiah Joe, thanks so much. Appreciate you and continued success. It's exciting, man. Life's good. Life's good.
I really appreciate you guys for having us out here.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Shout out to Bill Ingram. Go Celtics.
All right. Don't go away. 7:45.